Friday, the 26th of August, and the first hour on Fridays is Matthew Deagle, my oldest son. We're going to talk about some interesting things. I think we've kind of got a list of topics today to talk about. Big pharma, big vaccina, the big medicine establishment. In fact, it turns out, having gone through medical school starting in 1973 after doing my honors biochemistry and working on my PhD thesis in marine bacteriology, I can tell you, medicine and 43 years now of not only being a resident, medical student in practice, now retired, doing consulting on medical legal issues and consulting with teaching doctors and patients around the world, I can tell you the system is in dire need of severe revisions. The latest attempt, of course, by the Obama administration, and he handed over to the insurance carriers and the drug companies and the big hospital complexes, is a catastrophe. And no one, whether they're Republican or Democrat, can defend it. When 86% of people can't afford the copays, when medicine and drugs are allowed to kill people or cause serious harm and to put off black box warnings, when 86% of doctors' use of drugs is off-label, when they suppress natural and other therapies, when many doctors, if they even believe in things like Candida albicans as a possible gut infection, they would not even get hospital privileges. And if doctors actually start to go against the establishment, whether it's occupational medicine or their colleagues, by getting a more effective treatment, something as simple as adding magnesium to the post-surgical regimen for people who have with a, say, meningioma to stop intracranial hypertension and stroking by the brain compressing and going through the foramen magnum by Dr. Blaylock. We talked about this. We have a pretty serious problem. Now, the big pharma and the big vaccine, we now know that Vaxxed, which is a new video about vaccinations, people have to understand what vaccines are, and it's almost like anything they can stick in you, they call it a vaccine, including things like Gardasil, which is actually genetic engineering. Welcome back, Matthew.
Hello. You're discussing how corrupt and incompetent the pharmaceutical industry is, and the medical profession in general. I think this is a problem that pervades, you know, this the real root of all of this is psychological,
isn't it?
That I think in our modern society, we have a lot of control of the rational mind, but we have a deficiency of control in the irrational level of the mind. So that negative forms of irrationality, such as greed, which is a heavy influence here, as well as aggression and so forth, tend to spoil our society and our so-called civilization despite our rational development. This is one thing we can see evident here with pharmaceuticals. There is an irrational profit orientation in the entire industry. There's a scandal recently with how they've been hiking the prices up on EpiPens, which are used.
Right, they hiked them up $100, and they think EpiPens have been around forever. Tell us about it, Matt.
Yeah, they've hiked the prices up yet more as one of the top employees gave herself a large raise. Again, just greed, and this is something that people need. This is something that people who have severe allergies need. To live. If they get in contact with an allergen and end up in anaphylactic shock, without this EpiPen or something else that can be administered very quickly, they will die of respiratory failure very quickly. So the idea that you can just hike prices on something that is necessary to life is pretty questionable. It's a very negative, irrational idea, along with the general culture in which any level of greed is tolerated, which I think ultimately is going to destroy our civilization. I really think we only have maybe 30 years left at the most before we destroy ourselves physically.
Yeah, and as you say, a lot of it is psychological and behavioral. Right, Matt? In other words, much of this is psychological and behavioral. This election cycle in America is a good example of an expression.
Yeah, basically, I think the spiritual level of a culture is represented by its customs, and you might say its morals. It's positive irrationality, its sense of right and wrong, and that seems to be deteriorating ever faster in our society now. So things like this, you know, are not only tolerated but pretty much encouraged by our culture and our government. It's not good, because it doesn't just mean that we're going to be ripped off and we need a life-saving drug. It also means that we may be ripped off in the sense that our entire country's resources will be put to provoking Russia into World War III, as we see happening with paranoids like Clinton. But as far as the pharmaceutical industry goes, there are numerous examples of incompetence based on greed and irrationality.
The cost of cancer drugs are, there's one hepatitis C drug that's $10,000 a month.
Yeah, and of course we have the Martin Shkreli thing that was a big scandal a few months ago. There's a lot of these drugs are extremely overpriced. And here's the thing. People don't realize that a lot of the overpriced drugs are just artificial forms of things that are naturally available for a much lower price. For example, the very popular drugs nowadays, I think that ever more people are being are being diagnosed with depression and being given antidepressants. Usually, lately, since the 90s, it's been serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors like Prozac. These drugs are pretty expensive compared to, say, the natural alternative. Now, here's the thing. They used to prescribe mostly monoamine oxidase inhibitors, which are which block monoamine oxidase A and B, and therefore can cause tyramine syndrome. If you get tyramine in your food, you can get migraine headaches or whatever. The thing is that they never approved in the U.S. They did approve in the U.K., Australia, etc., drugs that are only selective inhibitors of monoamine oxidase A, but they never approved them here. Here's the thing, though. All along, the monoamine oxidase inhibitors themselves were based on a natural compound, a natural plant called Harmala, which contains a compound called Harmaline. Harmaline is already a selective inhibitor of monoamine oxidase A, so it doesn't cause tyramine syndrome because monoamine oxidase B is not inhibited. So here we have all along, as they're selling, they're duping millions of people into buying these antidepressants, which only target serotonin and only secondarily dopamine and norepinephrine, which are also implicated in depression. Here we have a natural herb, which all along was and remains more effective than SSRIs against depression, because it targets the root cause, which is a low level of all of these neurochemicals. Now, why is it that the source of Harmaline, such as Syrian rue, you can buy from a Middle Eastern market for like $4. It's traditional Ayurvedic medicine, Middle Eastern medicine. It's like $4 a pack. Extremely cheap. You can even just go pick it if it grows in your area. Just take out the seed. Yet, most of these SSRIs are like $60 a bottle or more. So the question is, why are these things so expensive if they are inferior to the natural product? They aren't a refined or improved version of the natural product without other alkaloids. They're actually inferior.
Right.
And yet they're more expensive. And the equivalents to Harmaline that would be more pure and prescription are not available in the U.S. because before they could approve them, the FDA... Well, this shows that the FDA approves on an interested basis. They don't They don't approve drugs based on how safe they are. They approve them based on how much funding there is for the studies, how much interest there is in companies. This is a good example here. Meclobamide became generic before they could approve it, so they didn't bother. That is the artificial analog of Harmaline, basically. An artificial selective monoamine oxidase A inhibitor. Now, why did they never approve that in the U.S., whereas they did approve it in the U.K. and so forth? It's because the FDA is incompetent and never bothered to do the research into it to approve it, never bothered to even show interest in it, because there was so much more money going into the SSRIs at the time. And because this couldn't be patented as a generic medication. It would be too inexpensive, you see? It would be too affordable, and it wouldn't be profitable enough. Right. So there you have it. People all over the country are suffering from depression and being given inadequate treatment for it, basically because of greed. And meanwhile, they aren't aware that there are natural herbs. I mean, even just nutritional deficiencies can contribute to this. But fundamentally, if you're suffering from a neurochemical disorder, you want some kind of psychiatric medication. They don't realize these medications are growing in the fields around their house.
Yeah.
But there's something more useful.
Like weeds and so on, many of them.
Yeah, weeds actually have more useful medicines in them than their doctors can prescribe.
There's another strategy that I've discovered, Matthew. About 2 years ago, one of my colleagues told me that they were attempting to add a side group to a vitamin B6, because vitamin B6 is some important pharmacological actions, and to extend the pharmacological, the action time of that B6 that's activated. Now, we have activated B6 in our bio-LVR, and if you have a SNP or polymorphism, you're at high risk of developing diabetes and neuropathy. In fact, if you take a form of B6 that's not activated, over 100 milligrams a day, and you've got the gene SNP, you've got a virtual 100% chance, if you're taking a vitamin that's a non-activated form of B6, of developing a central or peripheral neuropathy. What they've done is they added a side group just to change how long the stuff lasts in the body and try to turn it into a drug. So the drug companies are doing three things. Number one, they're suppressing natural therapies. Number two, they're taking natural molecules and getting side groups to change how long they stay and then calling them a drug. And the third thing that they're doing is they're trying to take over vitamin companies. The number of takeovers of large vitamin manufacturing companies by big pharma like Pfizer is crazy. In the last year, billions and billions of dollars going into taking over nutraceutical companies.
Oh, I know. And then you also see a lot of hysteria about things like St. John's Wort or Ephedra or whatever, as if these are somehow more dangerous than the pharmaceutical drugs.
Well, one of the good examples years ago was 5-HTP. You remember the story about 5-HTP and myalgia syndrome?
Yes, yeah.
Well, 5-HTP, you can obtain here in America, anywhere pretty well. But in Canada and Britain and some other countries, because of all the foo-ha and foolishness about some inappropriately reported reports that somehow they had inferior manufacturing, I think in Japan, they got an eosinophilic myalgic syndrome, you can't buy it in these countries. And 5-HTP is very important because when you have 5-hydroxytryptophan...
Oh, no, it's idiotic. It's just paranoid. It's the same sort of thing as Hillary Clinton thinking that her emails are being watched by the Russians with zero evidence. It's complete paranoia, because the fact of the matter is, the authoritarian belief that your doctor knows better than nature is not true. If you can just research online for a few hours and find out what drugs not to take with 5-HTP or St. John's Wort or Harmaline, if you just simply don't combine any of those drugs with something else that raises your serotonin level. That's it.
Right.
There's no danger fundamentally in something that raises your serotonin levels if that's all you're taking. And the other thing people are afraid of is they think that if they take a monoamine oxidase inhibitor like Harmaline, that's going to cause tyramine poisoning. But actually, it doesn't inhibit monoamine oxidase B, so the danger is very low.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I would say that besides St. John's Wort out there, Harmaline is probably even more effective. But we don't sell Harmaline because I think it is not for human consumption, according to current law. But, as I said, anybody who's suffering from depression out there, if you go off your SSRIs for a while first, if you do not want to take SSRIs with it, you might want to try that. Now, in what we do here at NutraMedical, what you do is you produce vitamins, right? These are vitamins and supplements.
Well, these are what we call doctor medical grade supplements. So they have three properties that are different, and this is different than Youngevity, Alex Jones's garbage, all the other companies, and you go to Vitacost, etc. There are three things that are different. Number one, everything in every vitamin is activated at its final stage, so it jumps over. If you had a gene SNP, it jumps over it. Or toxic blockade because you have a heavy metal or something else. Number two, it has a biodynamics that's going to be absorbed better than any other nutritional supplements, and it's stable. So, for example, our CoQ10 does not crystallize like any other CoQ10. We have the only CoQ10 that doesn't crystallize. And the third property of it is it's at dosages high enough to have biological effects. One of the things that happened, too, and this is another thing by Big Pharma, after the Second World War, there were a group of ex-Nazis in prison in Holland decided to try to make some recommendations for a thing called Codex Alimentarius, which was later accepted by the European Commission. And with Codex, and they tried to spread it to nations outside of the European Union, including Britain and elsewhere, where the dosages you could give would be only dosages which would prevent disease. For example, most people don't realize that cataracts is a vitamin C deficiency. But the dosage of vitamin C you need to prevent it is like a gram or more a day. You're not going to get that because the average person, even if you eat oranges and so on, if you take more than 500 milligrams of natural vitamin C, you're going to get explosive diarrhea. With our vitamin C, it's the only neutral pH, non-buffered vitamin C in the world. Now, most people, what Codex does is say, well, you need a dosage to prevent scurvy, which is a tiny dosage.
The same thing. The irony is their dosages are also completely wrong based on simple arithmetical errors.
Right, like, but not just that. They want to prevent
their daily dose. Their recommended daily allowance of vitamin D is like a fifth what it should be.
Well, not only that, listen to this. If you take a high dose of vitamin D, you know what you do? You turn off not only precancerous changes in cells, you turn off autoimmune disease. So you can. We're not talking about taking itty bitty dosages. We're taking like 70. We have 5,000 units soft gels. I may tell people to take like 12 to 14 or more a day of vitamin D.
Now, it is very important to pay attention to these nutritional aspects because we don't get enough nutrition for food anymore.
Oh, no. And we die from the soil up. I mentioned this before, and I want you to kind of expand on it.
Now nutritional supplements, they necessarily are more expensive than, say, just some herb because they have to be processed, right? They have
processed
to, and concentrated. Now, the thing is that nutritional supplements, here's the irony, the nutritional supplements are relatively reasonably priced given how much effort has to go into making them. But as I said, things like these SSRIs, it's just a single chemical. It's just a single chemical with
It should be cheap as anything, really.
It should be like $4 a bottle or less.
Right. When you look at our supplements, for example,
Prozac should be $2 a bottle. Like $2. Right. I'm not joking. Like, if you can go out and get harmaline off a plant just growing in the wilderness, and it costs, I mean, even like where those people who use it for incense or whatever, or traditional medicine, like Middle Easterners and Indians, they go to their market, it costs them $4.
Right.
I mean, nothing costs $4, but it's like as much as a box of candy.
Right, and the same thing is we have to understand the structure. For example, doctors have been using for decades giving people what I call the White Cliffs of Dover calcium carbonate, or telling them to just drink milk, which is, you know, the wrong forms of calcium to form bone. Bone is calcium to a 2-to-1 ratio to magnesium. It is in a hydroxyapatite crystal structure. It requires silica, boron, manganese, and vitamin D2 and D3. D2 is from mushrooms is very effective, and you need bone hormones, and you need collagen. 42% of the dry weight of bone is type 29 collagen made to make the lamellar bone and the membranous bone in your body. So the problem is, you see, people have like medical doctors, their knowledge on an average, and this is not much better for chiropractors and even naturopaths, the knowledge of intermediate metabolism, biochemistry, toxicology, infectious disease, and scalar biophysics is virtually zero. And even if they have a knowledge of, say, some herbology, they don't realize that you have to understand the toxicology, infectious disease, and so on, because...
Well, I don't think it's entirely about knowledge. But I mean, I think a lot of these psychiatrists and a lot of these people in the pharmaceutical companies, they have the necessary knowledge. The problem is that the people in power don't have a conscience.
Oh, I agree with you. But I think there's also that aspect of knowledge,
and most of them just go along with the status quo of these greedy psychopaths because they just don't care, I guess, or because they're cowards.
Right, well, but, but the providers of care themselves are often...
It's a moral deficit, not an intellectual deficit.
Yeah, well, the people that make the drugs probably know more than the doctors that are prescribing them.
They know exactly what they're doing. They're just...
Yeah, exactly.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Switch gears just a little bit. We've shown that there's deficiencies, but really the solutions are pretty self-evident, aren't they?
Well, some of the solutions are evident, but the problem is that a lot of the solutions cannot be implemented in every location because of absolutely incompetent laws regarding drugs as well, and paranoia and hysteria. Like the attempts in Europe, as you said, they've got the Codex Alimentarius cracking down on nutritional supplements that are harmless while dangerous and untested drugs, or just inadequately tested drugs, and pseudoscientific drugs are being given out like candy by a doctor.
Oh, absolutely. For example, I don't want a license in America. This country is totally screwed up. Okay? This country is...
You know how it works. I mean, they spend around their sales reps, and they sell their opiates or whatever. People don't realize
they want the doctor to be a sales rep,
too. Part of the purpose of medicine is, yes, to give patients relief. But any drug that makes you feel euphoric or good is the most dangerous kind of drug. As a rule, if something like a drug that just balances you out, like a mild monoamine oxidase inhibitor or even an SSRI, isn't so dangerous. But things like opiates and methamphetamines that they just give out like candy, even to children, that is dangerous. Very dangerous.
It can permanently damage
your psyche.
Let's talk about this. You know, I've done research on pain. I started back in medical school with Dr. John Woodbury, who is head of the American and Canadian Arthritis Association. I analyzed 26,000 cases with the Mr. Fitz study and worked in the Synovi Analysis Immunology Lab while I was in medical school for 3 years. He wanted me to become a senior resident and work on a PhD with him as well, and even sent his daughter to try to see if he could trap me. I couldn't believe it. She's about 4 years older than me and a physical therapy redhead. And that didn't work out, of course. She wanted to be with her her, let's say, millionaire buddy boyfriends and didn't want to have anything with a super nerdy medical student. What happened is that what I started doing research on pain thoroughly 36 years ago when I practiced, finished my three-year residency in internal family medicine in Calgary, Alberta, because I'm a dual citizen. I started doing research on trying to find out what pain is. And one of the first things I discovered is that where you have painful joints or tissues, there's a lot of electrical activity. Now, you're studying oriental medicine, naturopathy, etc., which means you're going to have a much broader viewpoint about what the body is and what living things are. What I used as electronic point finder, and 20 years ago, I got a Keith Lee Enterprises microchip analyzer that can measure picovolts and microamps. So, for example, if you have rheumatoid arthritis, you'd assume that they have T lymphocytes that are going to attack your joints and synovial membranes and make a rheumatoid nodules. What I discovered is there is a spectral pattern of frequencies over the joints affected, but the ones that are not affected have no physical signs of deterioration or, you know, rheumatoid nodules or heat, you know, around the joint. There's no electrical activity. So someone with their left, you know, one of the comics that used to be in Dr. Woodbury's office was, Doc, and the guy was 93, says, well, you know, you got to expect to have some arthritis in that right knee being 93. And the patient, this is in the comic, said, well, what about my left knee? It's perfectly fine, and it's just as old. So what I started doing research on is it stands on the shoulders of Dr. Nesterov in the Nonlinear Institute in Moscow, work with the cosmonauts, and Dr. Zhu in China, a PhD engineer who actually worked also at MIT, and applied quantum physics to the biological system. So we now have three different technologies available for sale, and we also are trying to set up satellite clinics that are going to be connected to NutriMedical. The first is Jim Quarcy in New York and New Jersey. And he has a QRMA, a bioplasm, and a metapathy with Hunter function. Now, I'll give you an example. My massage therapist was here yesterday. I demonstrated it to her, so I did what's called a detailed analysis on the metapathia. And when I just put the hydrophones on her head, which actually measure the harmonic resonant infrared frequencies through her brain to all of her tissues of her body, it told her exactly what's wrong. I mean, it diagnosed everything. It's mind-boggling. I had also the head of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine here 3 weeks ago and did the same thing for Dr. Ron Klatz. And, you know, he was a little freaked out by what he saw, but it was perfectly in line with his medical history. He knows he's the founder of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. Now, what we have to understand is that biological systems are electrical systems.
I mean, that stuff is very interesting. I'm all for advancement and development.
Yeah, but it also, this device, by the way...
I'm talking about things...
Let me finish, Matt. Just one comment. The metapathy will even tell you where the acupuncture points are that'll help the patient. So it'll even give you the acupuncture points. It'll tell you which harmonic resonant frequencies are effective. But it even tells you the acupoints that are helpful for that particular patient. That's how cool it is.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Shopping for better health, you need to come to the NutriMedical Report, NutriMedical.com. And, of course, Matthew, you're more and more involved in NutriMedical and research and so on. And with your knowledge base of acupuncture, oriental medicine, and regular medicine, it's going to contribute a lot to our work.
So the whole basically issue, basically what I'm talking about here is, I mean, there are these interesting new technologies, right, that haven't been entirely tested yet. But
What I'm referring to is even the conventional stuff that's even approved in one country.
Yes. No, not even just conventional.
It's not approved in another.
Even true ancient stuff. I'm talking
about ancient medicines
that have been used for thousands of years, that have been scientifically tested, that were some of the very first compounds of this type to be discovered even. There's massive amounts of research into them, and yet there's no current approval of these as medication.
I know. So you asked me to go check.
Traditional herbs are in a limbo, a bizarre limbo, where you can get an inadequate proprietary medicine for an extremely high price, or you can just go with preventive medicine or acupuncture, but you can't just pick up the herb out of nature, or your doctor can't, and prescribe it to you. You have to get it yourself. A very dangerous limbo. There's not going to be any kind of medical control over constitutional reaction to it. And it's all because of these companies that have the proprietary medicines they want to sell.
Well, it even affects...
they produce medicines.
Matt, it even affects natural medicine. The array of natural medicines even available to ND doctors in America is limited.
Yeah.
There's a lot of these natural medicines.
Well, I know. I mean, the thing is, natural medicine, preventive medicine, natural medicine are very important. But here's the thing is, I mean, I'm even studying acupuncture myself. Acupuncture and things like that are, they mostly work on your psyche. Now, about 80% of all illnesses are psychosomatic.
Well, they also work on your circuits, too. They work on your electrical circuits.
One of the reasons why you end up with an illness in like one knee, like you were saying, and not the other one, it's because of your psyche, because one side of your body corresponds to a different
I like to
symbol
expand
in your
subconscious than the other. I like to expand that metaphor, Matt. I call it your psyche and your circuits, because everything is dependent on your psychological and spiritual
status. Now, here's the thing, though,
and your circuits.
Is that if you want to correct a biological issue, you need psychiatric medicine, right, for a psychological problem. If the cause of the psychosomatic illness is based on some psychiatric disorder, like a deficiency, like an excess of monoamine oxidase A, for example, so you end up breaking down your dopamine, breaking down your serotonin, which causes anhedonia and all those other symptoms of depression. If you have that, you have no option to get something adequate for it. What you can get is something like a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, which only moderately affects dopamine, while mainly affecting serotonin. A lot of them also bind to your 5-HT2C receptors, which is associated with a risk of suicide, interestingly enough. So, I mean,
you're referring to our veterans coming back and committing suicide and murder.
Well, the veterans, I think it's part of their training, which is trying to make them psychopathic.
Right, but also we see it among
the PTSD.
Yeah, we see also, though, the PTSD combined with serotonin reuptake inhibitors is a bad combination.
Oftentimes it is, because oftentimes what's being also diagnosed as depression is not depression, but aggression, which is the opposite of depression. If a person is aggressive, they're paranoid, right? They jump up, they hide under the table when they hear gunshots or whatever.
Right.
That type of thing is not the same thing as depression. That is related to your sympathetic nervous system's fight-or-flight response, your paranoia, your aggression. It's related to elevated levels and spikes of dopamine in particular and low levels of serotonin. Now, if you give a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, that'll increase the serotonin, so it might decrease the aggressive aspects of it, but it will not decrease the paranoid aspects of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the real problem here. They're not hitting the root problem because they prescribe the same medicine for all sorts of different disorders as well. Again, partly because of this advertising and this miseducation based on greed. Now, there are lots of new interesting medicines out there, but the thing is that the nutritional medicine that you do, the nutritional supplements you sell, are tried and true. These are supplements that we know have certain effects on the body. There's some hysteria about macro dosing of things like vitamin C, but it has no basis.
Or vitamin D, even. Now you hear people say, It's ridiculous. And to be honest with you, I tell people...
That's just hysteria. There's no evidence whatsoever that a large dose of vitamin C or D is dangerous. As a matter of fact, contrarily, there's a lot of evidence that vitamin D in particular is massively underdosed in its current daily recommendation. Vitamin C as well. I mean, you think about it, among the animals, our closest relatives out there are all ones that are deficient in vitamin C and require vitamin C in their diet. So why would humans, therefore, not also require a similar intake of vitamin C as, say, a monkey? The thing is that most animals do not have that daily requirement that we do, but we do. Primates require that. Now, the problem is that there's no scientific or rational or even moral thinking going on here. There's just greed. They think, what can I patent? What can I make proprietary?
Yeah, exactly.
And how many diagnoses can I try to associate with it? That's another aspect of it. They want to give it out for things that are not really suited to it because it produces more customers. And these things are even addictive, right?
Oh, yeah. In fact, some of these drugs, if you stop them, like benzodiazepines, you'll seizure like crazy.
Yeah.
I mean,
now, if you look at the evidence, as it turns out, the effectiveness of SSRIs is not actually any better than the old monoamine oxidase inhibitors. The difference is that there's no risk of tyramine symptoms.
Yeah, but
that risk never even existed in some of the original monoamine oxidase inhibitors discovered, like MAO-A inhibitors.
Right, like Harmaline.
Harmaline. Right. Now, the question is, why is there not a mass-produced version of harmaline without the other alkaloids from the plants? Why is there not some harmaline-harmine compound out there available for a low price? Because that would serve the customer rather than the producer.
Right.
Because it would be cheap, very cheap, right? I mean, the plant that it comes from can be grown almost anywhere. It's a wheat.
Well, Matt,
it's not something that you have to get from the Amazon or something like that.
Let me throw what my plan is for healthcare, which goes way beyond socialized healthcare in any social country, including communist countries. And the current system needs to go back to like the system that was in ancient Israel. Number one, or ancient China. You didn't pay the doctor when you're sick or end up with, you know, exclusions like an Obamacare. They need to get rid of number one, state licensure. They need to get rid of malpractice and have mediation and make sure people are properly tested and make sure they're competent all the time. So if you haven't done a surgery on a shoulder and you're an orthopedic surgeon for 5 years, you need to recertify. You need to get rid of the wall between big pharma and not allow them to be able to corrupt the district or criminals and medical institutions and the universities and the state licensing.
Well, here's part of the problem is I think a lot of people become doctors to begin with because it's a high-paying job. They don't become doctors because they want to help people. They just become doctors because they want to make lots of money. And then, of course, you're going to end up with a lot of unscrupulous people
in
the medical profession.
You know why I went into medical school, Matt?
Because you wanted to help people?
Well, I'll give you a more specific story. I was working, I got recruited from grade 11 to go to MIT nuclear physics. And I didn't want to make nuclear bombs and plasma weapons, so I decided I'm going to use my skills of science and physics and go into biological science. So I went into oceanography and bacteriology. So I was working on Vibrio marinus.
And your grandfather, you know, was
right. So what happened is I was visiting my grandfather, Leon. And Leon was a candy maker at 13. He was a very smart guy. But he turned diabetic, okay, because he was a candy maker, and he was very wealthy. He owned a suite beside Frank Sinatra at the Copacabana before the revolution. He went there 4 months every winter and knew Frank personally in Cuba before it was taken over by Fidel, I call him, or Fidel. Now, what happened is Leon was such a bad guy, he had a candy bowl every 7 feet in his jewelry store. He had a lot of them, so he's a very multimillionaire. What happened is he ended up getting his toes and feet lopped off because he was bad. He was very non-compliant. Okay, he loved candy everywhere he went, and he had his staff go to the local candy maker stores in the towns and cities where he had his stores.
And
the hospital as he's getting, you know, another amputation. You know, work up a few toes, and before you know, part of the foot. Before you know, being able to knee amputations. And he asked me, he said, look, I want you to go in. He said, you're my smartest grandchild. I want you to go in and find a cause of diabetes. And, of course, when I went in to do research, I started in 1980 with the head of pathology at the University of Calgary, Dr. Otto Hewen. He was in the 70s. I was in my 20s. And I started looking at research he had from Dr. Kraft at the University of Chicago, who was a pathologist. And, of course, the old story is pathologists know everything, but their patients are all dead. And that's why whenever I was in medical school, I'd ask every question in the class, 98% of the questions, would say, you need to go into pathology and do a PhD because you're too smart to go. So I started working with the head of pathology, and Dr. Kraft's work at the University of Chicago did a thing called insulin glucose tolerance test. So we did it on thousands. Dr. Hewen had thousands because by state law there was a number of cases where people came into hospital with hyperosmolar or non-ketotic coma, meaning blood sugars of 700-800. And when we do an autopsy and toxicology on them, they'd have blood insulin levels that were in orbit. So high we couldn't believe it. So there was, by law, they had to use millions and millions of dollars of this Heritage Trust Fund money to measure every patient that came in and died with a blood sugar of, say, 700 or higher, to measure all these parameters, including blood insulin. So we started doing it on not only patients, but I also measured cortisol, ACTH, T3. I brought the reverse T3 test from Germany, which is the reverse hormone, which literally turns off your metabolism. And if you have high reverse thyroid hormone, it doesn't matter what your T3 and T4 are, you're hypothyroid. And it's always associated with diabetes and insulin resistance. So we measured prolactin. We measured a number of other hormones. Nobody else in the world has ever done. And so what we did, I'll just finish this. when I discovered this, and I presented my data to Dr. McEwen at the Ron Cary Diabetic Research Institute, who was the head of the research. And by the way, this is the most heavily funded research facility on diabetes in the world at the University of Calgary. He flipped out. I thought it was at the scene, at the set for The Exorcist. He didn't spit out pea soup, but his head didn't turn around 360 degrees. But he was so angry, he was screaming and hollering and throwing things in his office. And he told me, I'm going to get your license for doing this research, because I had said it. And then when I told him, the guy that I worked with was the head of pathology. We were testing every month in biosciences in La Jolla, our standards. And the lab data was going directly through the University of Edmonton Hospital and Department of Endocrinology. He got real mad then, because that's their competitor, U of A in Edmonton.
Yeah.
And I had to drive to Edmonton in a blizzard. Let me finish. I had to drive to Edmonton in a blizzard and meet Dr. Roy Laurish. It was his deepest South African accent. Mm-hmm. And he threatened me, and he said, you better stop your research. It's already done. It's already discovered. This is a fact, okay? So I have met incredible opposition over multiple discoveries that I've made, just personally. And I can tell you the medical profession eats their own. I can tell you the medical profession is beyond unethical. I don't even know for a term for it. But there's a body count. Okay? That's the fact.
Yeah, I mean, and like I said, I mean, here's the thing is that a lot of these illnesses are a combination of nutrition, psychology, and biological mechanisms. So
oh, absolutely.
You have to look,
now,
like in the
we
case
can now
of
tease it apart, though. We can tease it apart now, Matt.
In the case of somebody who gets, I mean, here's the thing is that for an inadequacy of emotion, for an anhedonia and depression, something like a monoamine oxidase inhibitor, a selective oxidase inhibitor. However, here's
you
the
may
thing,
not even need that. I'll give you my protocol for.
Of a highly, yeah.
Let me give you my protocol for depression, of, Matt. Let me get just a sec. For I'm going to give you this.
Yeah.
For depression, I give them BioLVR, which has activated B6, B12, and folate. I give them Minerals Plus that has molybdenum because of tryptase and pyrrolase enzymes that convert neurotransmitters to serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine. I give them Calm Mind and Brain Magnesium L3 and 8 crosses the blood-brain barrier and stops seizure activity in the amygdala or the reptilian brain. And the limbic system, which is what is happening. You got a limbic system seizure when you have, quote, anxiety, depression, and PTSD. And that's in fact, the seizure activity is so violent that there's actually volumetric changes you can see on a special type of MRI scan. You can actually see the volume of the nuclei change.
Well,
increase.
Yeah, I mean, that
so,
be the case.
In other words, my protocol will reverse depression. Usually in 3 to 4 days, it starts to go away. And there's usually a mix. There's usually some anxiety, there's some of this rage attack thing, and there's also decrease in neurotransmitter levels. And by the way,
well, here's the thing, there's two different
the brain
things.
Just
like
sets
said,
itself
there's
up.
Two, there, yeah. Okay, well, yes, there's the nutritional aspect of it is significant, but there's two different things that are diagnosed as so-called depression or bipolar or whatever.
Right.
Commonly in the medical community, they're totally different. Like you have the kind with, associated with seizure-like activity, like PTSD, right? That sort of thing you would not want to treat with a monoamine oxidase inhibitor. Genuine depression, depression of a melancholic or atypical kind where the person is slothful and doesn't have enough motivation, that is not caused by seizure activity. That's
oh, yeah, and
by,
you know what we do with that? We give them our thing called mood elevator, which is acetyl-L-tyrazine.
That's caused by
And the Minerals Plus, 30. And the acetyl-tyrazine and Minerals Plus.
So if you have
a cofactors to convert
type of,
it.
Yes, if you have PTSD-type symptoms, you know, and I'm not talking like, oh, you have a trigger warning or whatever. I'm talking like you have out-of-control paranoia, rage, and sudden emotional outbursts. That is almost like a seizure.
Exactly.
And for that, here's an example of another drug I was going to say that is actually a Schedule I controlled substance in the U.S. for no reason whatsoever.
Right.
A drug which has been shown in multiple studies to be the most effective treatment for PTSD and drug addiction, which is Ibogaine. Ibogaine is a... considered to be a traditional medicine by the people who grow it in Africa, but by the U.S. government, it's regarded as an illegal hallucinogen. Now, it's not a hallucinogen, right? When you are on Ibogaine, you don't hallucinate per se. You experience visions, which is not the same thing as hallucination. Like, for example, Datura stramonium produces hallucinations. That's an ornamental plant that you can find, a weed. The Brugmansia is an ornamental plant, which is related to it, and even more potent. But Datura is a weed you can find all over the southwestern U.S. There's no way to eradicate it. And it is the most dangerous hallucinogen out there, 100 times worse than LSD. Meanwhile, Ibogaine, this rare plant from Africa, Iboga,
which is harmless and actually cures drug addiction, is a Schedule One substance.
Yeah, in fact, if you give Ibogaine, you can see people...
Technically, the Toure is as well, but the thing is, any kid, and teenagers in the Southwest go out and pick it and take it, they end up getting hit by cars or dying of the poisonous effects because it's slightly higher than the hallucinatory dose is death. So here's the thing, is that our laws are nonsensical with regard to these drugs. And in regard to things like PTSD and addiction, which are based on an excess of emotion as opposed to a deficiency of emotion, like genuine right. depression is, these right. seizures, there's definitely a nutritional component, but sometimes the ingrained pattern and the negative conditioning of the brain, the excessive dopamine levels or dopamine receptors in the brain associated with these anxieties are uncurable without some kind of deep, like, shock to the brain. That's part of the reason why, for depression, for example, electroconvulsive therapy is effective. But guess what? These so-called hallucinogens, like Ibogaine, are more effective than electroconvulsive therapy.
Yeah.
The problem is that they're not used because they're supposedly the same thing as LSD. But they're not, because LSD increases your dopamine levels, right? LSD
exactly.
is a dopaminergic drug. So it can induce schizophrenia and stuff like that, which is associated with high levels of dopamine.
Exactly.
Ibogaine
yeah.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
last few minutes here, go ahead and tell us more about your perspective on big pharma, big vaccina, and the corruption that's kind of holding back.
Well, I mean, it's not just it's an incompetence throughout the entire academic system and pharmaceutical industry, and even law, where even the United Nations has passed ridiculous and illogical laws regarding drugs and the regulation. And there's actually a trend even in the worst direction. You would think we would correct some of the errors we made back in the 70s when they wrote laws, very severe laws, solely as a matter of precaution, based on a lack of knowledge, as opposed to actually any real known dangers of such things as as ibogaine, for example, which in Canada is currently unregulated. But in the U.S., it's regarded as a Schedule I substance. Now, any drug taken in excess can be dangerous, but the thing is, it's a lot more dangerous if you go off to Africa and take it with some shaman than it is if you take it with a doctor in a clinic.
Exactly.
And they can't prescribe. You see, the big problem is here is that these drugs are still being taken by desperate heroin addicts and the like, of course. There's ibogaine.
Yeah, but they should be under a controlled circumstance where if they have complications, they can counteract conventional medicine, alternative medicine,
etc. Hospital equipment. They're not being monitored for their blood pressure or whatever because they're not able to do it legally because of the illogical law. Now,
right. In other words, the drug rehab should have ibogaine as a primary treatment. I can't tell you how many over the years people who have tried to go to places like Brazil where they can have a little bit better control to get ibogaine or elsewhere to try to get some
treatment. Yeah, Brazil is currently in the process of – it's one of the few countries that's currently trying to make things like ibogaine a standard.
Exactly.
Medical
I've had
treatment.
People go there, and if they, by the way, I network. If people say, "Well, I've got a drug addiction," I'll try to connect them to an ibogaine clinic in Brazil because they do use it down there, and they have better control of things. So if you got a cardiac arrhythmia,
and here's the thing,
or your blood pressure takes off, or whatever, they can help you.
Yes, what ibogaine does, right? Most drugs out there, recreational drugs that are illegal, what they do is they make you feel an enhanced sense of pleasure and stimulation. That's why they're dangerous, because they take you out of reality into a pleasureful delusion, which then causes a dependence, right? They increase your dopamine levels in particular, or dopamine and serotonin. Almost always dopamine is involved, though, in all of these various street drugs. Ibogaine is nothing like that. The experience is not pleasant. It is a wake-up call. The experience with ibogaine is actually what it does is it actually amplifies your conscience. Every drug has a different effect on your mind. What ibogaine does is it amplifies your conscience into the form of an inner voice that tells you where you're messing up in your life and why you shouldn't do drugs. So actually, people who are addicted to opiates because they've been taking them for pain management or just became addicted because they were curious and took heroin, they took ibogaine. For example, there was an American researcher from Brooklyn who did some of the original research into it. He cured his heroin addiction by basically.
Right. I'll post up links here, Matthew. You did an amazing job. Carmeline and ibogaine, we'll put them up. Great discussion today. You're back next week. Visit Matthew's website, MatthewDeagle.com, MatthewDeagle.com. He provides remarkable services. Check it out. Contact Matthew. Get his help. We'll be back again next Friday with Matt coming up next hour. And Morris and Twyland.info, our science blog, biosecurity, etc. Earth Changes, and hours number three, Firing Line, answering your health and wellness questions. The host is Michelle Deagle. And I'll be on the firing line. Thank you, Matthew. You did an amazing job, as always. Back in a moment with Ann Morrison.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.